Because I was telling Ruth what I did last night at the Marconi's. You could hear her screaming, oh my God, through the building.
I was in the kitchen, and I was like, something has happened. I just heard, oh, no!
It's the best.
The National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Awards is the Oscars of radio. It happened last night at the Javits Center in New York City. It's broadcasting's biggest and best. The biggest, I mean the owners, the presidents of programming, the decision makers. The best, all of the nominated shows and personalities and talent from all over the country are all gathered, and we're all wearing nice clothes. This show won in 2016. We were nominated once. We flew to Nashville. We won. We were like, wow, we've blown away.
That might be our one and only.
So honored to win that Marconi. WPLR, 50-something year history, has been nominated 9 times. So we thought last night was the night.
We thought a few times it was the night. We thought the 50th anniversary would be the night.
So the first time nomination was for WPLR. Like their category came up, comes and goes. WMMR in Philadelphia wins. Bill Weston, who's a legendary program director, is retiring, and I think that this was their parting gift to him. So I'm looking at Keith. I'm like, well, what? So now we all think, oh, if PLR didn't win, then the show's probably going to win. And it comes around to the show. Nope. I'm like, all right, well, this is fine because PLR has sat here now 9 times with nothing. So this is part of the process, and being in the room is winning. It's an honor just to be nominated. And now 2 other stations that our company owns were also nominated.
Same category.
Their category comes and goes. And I'm like, okay. So somebody at the table says, well, the good news is at least we could leave early. And just as that happened, they announce another station. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, how do I make my exit at some point without seeming rude? But I do have to wake up. AJ's out. It's a whole deal. And then I hear the MC say, is no one here from the radio station? I didn't even think about it. I said, I'm going up. I remember seeing a clip of Will Ferrell, and they announced Prince, and they show Will Ferrell's face, and you could see he's thinking about going up, and he lost that half a second. You only have a half a second to just... Yeah. Say, I'm here, and I just start walking, and I raise my hand, and I'm walking. So how do you think everybody reacted?
Well, you know what's great is there's no plan here, right? So no one at the table even knew what was happening.
No.
So there's this whole debate that's happening as you're walking onto the stage.
I had 2 seconds to really think about what I was going to say. And I thought, it might be funny if I just give my speech. Because I had some beautiful things to say about these beautiful people I'm sitting with and here in Milford. And I'm like, here's my chance. And I thought, no, I think it's funnier to point out that obviously there's a thing with PL. There's a problem here. 9 freaking times. So here it is.
He's doing it.
Thank you. I'm Chaz from WPLR. I just wanted to come up here and do a Will Ferrell. It's official that WPLR is the Susan Lucci of the Marconi's. Keith Dagan's been working on that speech since 2011. So next year, vote WPLR.
Did she say, did he just Kanye me?
Yes.
I was thinking more of Will Ferrell than Kanye.
Did he just Kanye me?
Kanye me.
They're just Kanye me.
For those of you who don't know, that's our program director.
Alan. Oh.
I hope they take it in the spirit in which it was done.
Me too.
It was done with respect and just fun.
It's supposed to be a fun night.
You know, this is, first of all, it's a rock station. It's a rock thing to do. It was, you know, not for nothing, the most fun thing that happened there. And this is what this industry needs. This kind of like, hey, let's have a good time. Let's not take ourselves too seriously. And
we've all seen what has become of other award shows when you take yourselves too
exactly right.
seriously.
Exactly right. Now, if you want everything, if you don't want your house messed up, don't have kids, but then mm-hmm. die alone. Okay? I'm the kid in the room. By the way, we were nominated for personality. Personality.
Epic.
I,
Oh boy.
The room, like that phone is not picking it up. That room was so friggin' loud. The last thing I remember hearing her say is, settle down, settle down, settle down. And the room was just going nuts. Not everyone was happy. I think most people were happy. You could hear if most people were happy.
Definitely Alan was happy.
Yeah.
Honestly, all that counts.
And then as soon as the room went dark to play the next nominee video montage, I said, I'm out of here.
I'm not waiting around.
This was fun.
I'm not going to let them kick me out. I'm just going to leave. So... we had a good time at the Marconi's last night.
Clearly.
I didn't. This one wasn't even in my plan. As I was telling AJ what I did last night at the Marconi Awards, he was saying, oh, no. Oh, no. And I said, and then I walked up on stage. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And I said, Susan Lucci. He said, oh, no.
Oh, no.
I think AJ was seeing his Marconi going away.
Yep. Yes, I was.
We won in 2016. It's such an honor. And we thank the NAB. Every time I look at that statue, I thank them.
Yeah.
Nominated last night. Didn't win. PLR didn't win.
No.
Nine times the radio station has gone, flown all over the country. You buy the tickets, the hotel, the plane, fly out. Nothing. Nine times.
Right. It's like a ha-ha.
Two of our other stations nominated. Nothing. That's, you know, we all get it. But the PLR thing is like, come on. Then
right.
It's fine. We're all like, oh, okay. But this is part of the process.
Yeah.
And then I hear in the corner of my ear the MC say, is the radio station, no one's from the radio station here? I'm like, I am. It was a different station. I ran up, took the stage, and everyone knows Susan Lucci, right? She was an actress on a daytime soap opera.
All
My Children. Nominated like a million times. Never won. She finally won. How many times was she nominated before she won?
16.
That's AJ's guess, 16. Alyssa?
I'm going to go 12.
Ruth?
I think it's 18.
It's exactly 18.
18.
She won her 19.
Baby Ruth!
Wow.
She was nominated in 13 consecutive years between 81 and 93 and did not win one time.
Wow.
It's only nine more years to go.
Yeah. Her first nomination was 1978, and she finally won in 1999.
Wow.
It's been a good night.
Yeah. I mean, that is a streak.
At that point, it's like we're giving it to her so the conversation
stops.
Because, you know, we're trying to have an award show here, and all that anyone is talking about is this.
Daytime
Will
Emmys.
She win this year?
By the way, they nominated her twice more after the win, and she did not win.
And do you even go at that point?
I don't think so.
I just thought it would be a funny moment, and you don't have time to contemplate all I knew as I was walking in a fast pace to that stage was this could either be the best thing tonight
or the worst,
thing for all of us.
Yeah.
Which one was it?
I think it's the best. Everyone was laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need this.
It needs something.
This is what award shows used to be.
By the way,
everybody's having fun.
Yeah.
Right. It's a good time. It's a laugh. It was done in good spirit. And I don't know, we were nominated as best personality.
Yeah, so show it.
Right. That's Alan's laugh, by the way.
I guess I'm a goo laughing there.
He does a little, yeah.
Oh, God. Well, at least it made him laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird when I was driving there. I wasn't sure we'd win, but I had a feeling I'd be on stage.
See? By hook or by crook.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, you have this fear wash all over you when you leave. Like, I'm walking to my car, and I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I hope this is good. And then I'm driving home, and I'm talking to Jennifer, and I just hear text coming in. And I'm like, I can't. I'm driving now through New York, not familiar, lots of cars. I'm like, I'm not going to look at this until I get home. I'm just going to enjoy this ride home.
Yeah.
And then if it's a disaster.
That's a good.
Let it be a disaster.
Do after shows. Wait till you get home.
I would assume the National Association of Broadcasters would have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm guessing there'll be new rules in place next year.
Right.
Security guard.
Right. There's going to be, don't have your people come up. If you have your people come up.
That's the thing.
Not that and then you're not going to get one anymore. And I get it.
But no, that's a good point. Because you technically didn't break any rules.
No. No one told me not to do that.
Exactly.
No. And I meant it all in good fun. And
The fact that he pictures you with the big circle with a slash through it has nothing to do with it.
Well, we're texting pictures around, all of us. You know, I'm sitting with the owner of our company. Now, he's friends with all these people. So I hope
he had his palm?
He was, the biggest relief was Kristen, Keith, and Jeff were all cool with it. And then Mike emailed me, cool with it. They're good. Cool with it. I'm good.
That's
live to see another
need.
Day.
And Alan left.
Alan really laughed.
Picturing that meme of Ray Liotta from Goodfellas. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You really are a funny guy.
Let me conference in the CEO of the company.
Okay, cool.
Jeff Warshaw, CEO, Connoisseur Media. We're at the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Awards program last night, Javits Center, New York City. The morning show nominated, WPLR nominated for its ninth time, multiple Connoisseur radio stations nominated, and none of the stations won. And then there was this blip in the program where a station won, but they weren't there. And there was this awkward moment, and the MC said, is there no one here from the radio station? And I thought, this would be funny. It'd be funny. I'd just go up and I'll say something. It's funny. Did what did you think?
Well, first off, I'm looking at your Marconi. So we have, you know, it's not like we haven't been recognized for you being the best in the country already. But PLR has been definitely a conspicuous absence as far as being a winner. But I didn't really know what was going on. I kind of like looked up and you were standing there, and I'm like, what's going on? And then I listened to you, and it was amazing. I thought it was fantastic, and it was like much better than winning, more memorable than winning. And I think everyone there will remember. If they remember anything about the evening and the awards, they'll remember your speech and your daring rock and roll attitude to get up there and say your piece. I thought it was terrific.
Oh, I could breathe now.
Yes, and you know, I got texts and texted with a couple other of my my good friends, and they all thought it was great. Nobody was offended and like, oh, the sanctity of these awards, and it was great. I thought it was. If you are in the radio business and you don't appreciate the spontaneity, the freewheeling irreverence of a rock and roll station and a rock and roll morning show, then you really shouldn't be in the business.
Well said. Thank you.
I rest my case. That's my attorney right there. Thank you.
We may quote you on that later.
I think next year, if we win, I think AJ should come on and discuss the hernia and the kind of the details of
moving
the surgery instead of
the muscle.
Moving the muscles around, and maybe he can bring some pictures, and if he, you know, maybe even some pictures from his like last colonoscopy or something like that. And I think that would be great for the acceptance speech.
I had no time to look at you, to run the idea by you. I had no time to think. I just started walking there in a sprint and thinking, this is going to be great or it's going to be the opposite. And I'm glad.
I had no idea what was going on. And somebody texted me, one of my buddies. She's like, did you put him up to it? I'm like, I had nothing to do with it.
And I'm glad it sounds like no one really took it the wrong way. I meant no disrespect to the NAB. I thought, well, here's a hole in the program. You know, we've been trained to fill holes in the program to keep it moving. Here's a little joke, little side note.
I can't really. If anyone has a problem with it, then they're in the wrong business. And I think that if anyone doesn't vote for PLR next year, right, then they're
That's
losers.
Right. That's right. Now, yeah, but, you want to see this speech, don't you? Now
Come
it's
on.
Like. Now we want to see the speech.
Yeah,
2011.
I mean, you called them out. You said, look, you know, we're the best rock station. We've been finalists for 9 out of whatever the last 12 or 13 years. And, you know, we should win. And we will win next year. And I can't wait for Keith's speech.
Me too. Jeff, thank you, man.